KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community, and it's our pleasure to welcome a couple of very special guests to the program this morning. We welcome Ine Begay. Ine is the Executive Director of Native Movement. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And also joining us in the studio is Jessica Gerard. Jessica is Fairbanks Climate Coalition Director. That's a long title. Director.
Good morning,
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. So we're going to be talking about an organization or a process or a movement that's happening in Alaska called called Just Transition. So Ine, maybe you can give us just a little bit of an overview.
Yeah, Just Transition is an exciting concept about that really is about building a regenerative economy.
So what do you mean by regenerative?
Yeah, so we know we have to use resources to build an economy, but how are we using those resources? Are we using resources that renew, regenerate? It's the concept that is all about understanding that transition is inevitable, whether we're talking about climate change, whether we're talking about the finite resources of fossil fuels. We have to transition because those things don't last. They're pushing us towards transition, and yet transition isn't immediate. We've got to build transitional steps, and this concept of just transition brings in these ideas of justice and equity. As we're transitioning, as we're building steps of transition, how are we bringing in those who have been marginalized? How are we making sure that those who will be most impacted, the labor force, the unions involved in the current economies, how are they also a part of building a transitional economy, an economy towards that is regenerative? So that's the kind of basics of a just transitional concept.
I love that concept as a process too, because we're always so eager to say, yeah, flip a switch and boom, sustainability on, mm-hmm. The process is that you describe is very thoughtful, very mindful, intentional.
Yeah, we've been having there has been this idea for the past 30 years of, you know, we can't be held to a single source economy like we are very much in Alaska. We're very much held economically hostage to an oil and gas industry economy. And we've seen how that's like really dipped us down into some economic strife over the past few years when we see these budget cuts. And we realize, like, you know, 30 years ago, we needed to be having these conversations, and that hasn't happened to the degree that it needs to happen. And we need to have these conversations now, and we know it's not going to result in transition overnight. But our communities need to come together, whether that's community organizers, union leaders, educators, healthcare professionals, elected leadership, come together to really plan out and thoughtfully how we make this transition so that our children, our grandchildren are not in the same situation in 20 years, in 30 years.
This is exciting.
It is. Okay.
Jessica, talk about your involvement.
Yes, so I am as you mentioned, I'm the director of the Fairbanks Climate Action Coalition, and we are a group of predominantly volunteers that works within this framework of Just Transition to put forward policies and actions that ensure as we transition within the climate context that we're also doing it in a just and equitable way, that frontline communities are part of decision making, that community members are part of decision making. And so we work within this framework, and currently we are partnered with Native Movement and Alaska Community Action on Toxics, the Native People's Action, the Alaska Center, ACPIRG, and a number of entities, the Gwich'in Steering Committee, to have a summit on this very issue of just transition. And that summit will be held in Fairbanks from the 8th to the 10th of January. And at that summit, we are engaging with as many of the people that Ine mentioned, labor, tribal leaders, elected leaders, young people, to have a conversation about how we can intentionally enact a just transition in Alaska.
And can you elaborate, Jessica, on what you mean when you say to happen in a just and equitable way?
Sure. So the concept of transition is inevitable, but justice is not, correct?
Ah.
You know, so we've had transitions abound in our economies and our ecological transitions, but many times people are left behind, specifically in the context of indigenous peoples, young peoples, union folks are left behind the decision-making process. And so Just Transition is really about deeply democratizing the process of transition and making sure that the voices that are formally impacted and primarily impacted are also the primary decision makers, because they're also the closest to the solutions.
Okay, tremendous. Very well said. You know, we tend to think of everything as binary. Everything zeros and ones, and can we have sustainability in a sustainable transition and without being anti-development, what's the struggle there?
Well, and I'll say, I mean, I don't know that it's anti-development, but right, because we recognize that we need to use water, we need to use some resources, but can we do that in a way that's, you know, development as it's been done recently has been very hurtful and harmful to communities closest to those extractive sources, to the earth in general. We're seeing climate change at a crazy rate right now. We're feeling it. So how are we doing that really respects the communities living there? I mean, there is no lack of technology for new energy sources. Really, as Winona LaDuke, who is a keynote speaker at our summit, as Winona says, there's no lack of technology. It's a lack of political willpower. And I think that, you know, bringing folks together to think outside of the box of what's possible is really a big focus of the Just Transition Summit. And these are not new concepts. Indigenous peoples have lived sustainably in relationship to the lands here for thousands of years. And we're not talking about going back to, you know, a time before electricity or whatnot. But there are there's deep indigenous knowledge and systems that have built relationships with the land, that understand how to live more regeneratively with the land. And so that's part also of the summit of Just Transition is bringing that knowledge, uplifting indigenous knowledge systems into the development of a new paths forward. And I think if we were to incorporate more of that understanding of how to live in good relationship with our environment and with each other, we would be building systems of economy, systems of healthcare, systems of education.
So the key is not being anti-development, but it's infusing that development in a process and in incorporating traditional knowledge.
Yeah, and I think it's pushing us to think about what is our understanding of development. Is development just taking as many resources as we can out of the land and then causing all this pollution and harm to communities that are there? Well, a 1% gets the majority of the income. If that's our idea of development, then maybe we shouldn't be trying to transition to that. But if development means, you know, being in right relationship with each other and the land, then maybe that's what we're pushing for. So maybe it's part of rethinking how what development is.
Okay, taking the oligarchical structure out of it too. When you put it
right,
that way,
right? Yeah.
It's 8:35, and if you're just joining us, our guests this morning are Ine Begay and Jessica Gerard. And we're talking about the Just Transition Organization and the Just Transition Summit. And I know that the summit is actually, if I recall, is all full. It's all booked up. But we want to let folks know how they can find out more about the organization too, or how everybody on the street can get involved.
Sure. So there's this is an initial conversation that we're having as a collective. As Ine mentioned, there's many people that have been talking about just transition in Alaska for several years, but this is our first gathering together and bringing more people in. And so we just want to let everybody know that there will be more conversations in the future, and we hope that everyone engages in them. But in the meantime, we have a website. It's justtransitionak.org. We also have a Facebook page, which you can find with the same name, Just Transition AK. And I would also say that this is not an organization. This is a framework that many organizations are working within. So FCAC and Eat Native Movement are two organizations working within this framework and hosting this summit. But we really think that there's many people, and this is what the summit is really going to address, is that there's many people doing this work already, just maybe not calling it the same thing. So recognizing that the solutions are happening across communities in the state, and really bringing those messages of solutions from the ground up together so that we can hear each other, we can support each other, and we can devise partnership ways to move forward.
Tremendous. Jessica, anything to add as we get set to wrap up?
It's live stream.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thanks, Ine. All of the keynotes will be live streamed. So Winona LaDuc and Michael Guerrero and other folks that are coming to speak will be live streamed. And you can find that on our Facebook page, Just Transition Alaska. And also we will have short videos and media coming out from that. Always Indigenous Media will be there reporting on what is going on. So we really hope that everyone can remain involved. And also you can look up our organizations that we mentioned and our partner organizations. To learn more about what you're doing locally, because we need every person in this community to see themselves as part of this transition, because we do have the solutions together.
Fabulous. When does the live stream take place?
So the live streaming will take place. The first one will be approximately 1 p.m. on the 8th, and that will be of Winona LaDuc. Or sorry, I apologize. It'll be in an Alaska plenary discussing, as Ine was alluding to, the solutions that are being led from Indigenous communities and how that ties into this transition. And then we'll also live stream Winona LaDuc's keynote that same day on the 8th.
Okay, tremendous. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us. Ine, anything to add as we wrap up?
Yeah, I think Jessica summed it up well. We need everybody involved in this discussion, and we welcome more discussions into the future. This is the first one, and we're excited to see more happen regionally and even another Alaska State Just Transition Summit soon, after sometime, maybe not next year. I don't know.
You'll come let us know.
We'll
about
let
it.
You know for sure.
Okay. Get the dialogue rolling. Ine and Jessica, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
Very welcome.